It's time for 30 minutes of nonstop sports conversation. It's Crunch Time with JB and Double T, presented by Buffalo Wings and Rings in Greendale.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome into another edition of Crunch Time with JB and Double T. We are live here from Buffalo Wings and Rings on Flossie Drive in Greendale, as we are every Monday night from 6:30 to 7, talking all things local sports, high school, college, and pro. And I tell you what an eventful weekend it was at all three levels. JB, where you want to start? What stood out to you?
Short of March Madness, October might be my favorite month. You got football midseason, basketball cranking up, baseball postseason. Let's start on the gridiron, and let's start locally here in high school. Travis, we've got three Eagle Country teams that we knew going into sectional play had a good above average chance of winning their sectional, and no disrespect to South Dearborn, we knew they had a tough draw with Mooresville, and if they would have got by Mooresville, there were some other tough ones, but they had another really good season. That program's come a long way. But let's start with high school football. The Tigers took care of Scottsburg. East Central took care of previously 8-1 Silver Creek. Milan survived on the road 3-0. You pick out of those three, and we've got three teams marching towards championships. I like their odds.
Yeah, I think we'll start with East Central. That was our feature game of the week this past Friday, and they played Silver Creek. That's a ranked team in 4A, and East Central dominated this ball game. They gave up a couple late touchdowns in garbage time, but 42-14 as they advance on to the sectional semifinal. We had Jeff Bond on the call for that game, and how about Ryan's game? He was 10 for 11 for 173 yards and two touchdowns. He even got a chance to go up in the booth and talk to Dad in the post game. So that was a pretty cool moment right here on Eagle Country 99.3.
10 for 11, 173 yards and two touchdowns. Even his own toughest critic, his dad, doing the color, had a hard time critiquing that one too much. But, yeah, I wasn't surprised, to be honest with you. I understand Silver Creek's record. You know, no disrespect to what goes on in that part of the state, but that 8-1, I don't think would hold up in other parts of the state. And, of course, you know, Coach Kaniga at Lawrenceburg and who's a friend of mine, obviously, had seen Silver Creek on film against somebody else,
maybe
Brownstown. And talking to him behind the scenes, I'll say it now. He said that the Trojans should cruise. So they did. And then they've got Greenwood this week on the road. Most likely looking at a Mooresville championship game if favorites hold.
Yeah, and speaking of Mooresville, they did defeat South Dearborn 35-13 in that game, and they're another one of those teams that's been ranked in the top, 10, 15 in Class 4A all season long, and they have played a really tough schedule. A lot of 5 and 6A teams in their sectionals, on their schedule. So they'll be up for a test if they get to play East Central, and that should be a really, really big time matchup come sectional final week.
Yep, and that's what I anticipate happening would be the Trojans of Mooresville, but let's not look past Greenwood. Going down to 3A, Lawrenceburg here at home against Scottsburg. Took care of business against an inferior opponent, which isn't always easy to do. The Tigers, just with that balance, like they've had all year, ability to hurt you in the air, on the ground, and their defense, pitched a shutout.
And I think they're just like, they get better every week, so do you want to be peaking at this time of the season? We mentioned how big of an impact Gavin Yoon has made since he's come back from injury. And Garrett's really got a lot of different options he can spread the ball out to on that offense. It seems like every week we're talking about a big game from Adam Bird. Now Gavin, Dakota Ross been big there. Seth Lampert can make plays. We've seen the big man Braden York hurt teams through the passing attack as well. So Lawrenceburg's firing on all cylinders, and actually – Charlestown, who's a good team, they're coming to town, but they did Lawrenceburg a favor because now the Tigers get to play a home game for the second consecutive week instead of going to Brownstown Central.
Well, Travis, they did us a favor, okay, because you and I have the game Friday, no matter where it was at, and we get to have the game right here in our hometown. But, yes, Charlestown comes here, and, if you buy into the Sagarins or however you want to look at it, the top three teams in that sectional, no disrespect to you, got Greensburg and Batesville on the other side, where Lawrenceburg, Brownstown, and Charlestown. Charlestown 7-6 over Brownstown. Interesting thing on that game, Travis, all the points were scored in the first 80 seconds. Charleston scores first play from scrimmage. Brownstown a three-play drive 7-6 with 10:40 to go in the first quarter, and that was your final score. So it wasn't a huge upset.
No, not
Brownstown beat them 21-14 in the regular season. Charlestown was 7-2. Charlestown has a Division I, if you're listening, Eagle listeners and sports fans. Charlestown has as much talent as the Lawrenceburg Tigers have. Charlestown might have the best player on the field, in
Marion Lukes.
Marion Lukes, tailback,
Central Michigan.
Tailback that's committed to Central Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, and Coach Kinnegan's staff are doing their homework right now. Brownstown held them to 7 points. So we can too, because I still love that Tiger defensive line.
Yeah, and the one thing is, this Charlestown team, they run the ball a ton. They've only had 86 passes all year. So, yes, Lukes is an exceptional talent. He's has 1,700 yards and 23 touchdowns, but you pretty much know what you're getting with this Charlestown team. So if you can just stack the box and control that run game, then the Tigers are going to have a great shot, especially because they can put up some points on the offensive side of the ball as well.
Right. Like you said, no secrets this time of year. They're going to try to make Charlestown beat them through the air. And again, I haven't watched Charlestown on film. A little bit Friday night. But I just can't imagine Charlestown seeing a defensive line as good as Lawrenceburg's.
And we've been talking, raving about that defensive line for several weeks now. They continue to keep getting better as well. And when you got linebackers roaming behind them, like Kennard and Rennekamp.
The whole defense, Kennard and Rennekamp, let's not shortchange them. But
just think of how much easier it is for them to make tackles.
Sure, you got Ashton Craig and Jack Bradley, Ethan Paris, Dalton Dixon. Those guys have had outstanding seasons. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to calling that game. And, if Eagle listeners saw me in a pirate head up and down Highway 50, I was just cheering for the home game.
Exactly.
I was just cheering to stay here for one more game, and I haven't shifted allegiances.
I'm not mad that we don't have to drive to Brownstown, so that's a good thing. And we got to talk about Milan as well, because they were a big winner, but not 3-0. You don't see this a lot in high school football. That's a heck of a football game right there.
I would have loved to have seen the game in person, because I know how physical, and I mean that. If that sounded funny, like 3-0 was not a game, I know how physical Milan is on both sides of the game, on both sides of the ball. And for Knightstown to play them to 3-0, I just can only picture the intensity and the physicality on that field both ways.
Absolutely. I've really had a lot of fun watching their linebackers this year. We talked about Hauser and Sams, how good they are. Didn't get to see the game, but I'm sure they played an integral part in pitching that shutout. And, they were just able to grind out 3 points. But just to have that mental and physical toughness to grind through a game like this where tough sledding on the offensive side of the ball, that's a big-time win. I know Coach Lankerman was super proud of his team. He was on Twitter talking up how proud of a moment that was for him. And they're going to get to play at home this week against Hagerstown, with perhaps North Decatur looming in the final.
Yeah, and Milan, if they're going to win a championship, like any team that wins a sectional championship, Milan's going to truly earn it. The draw did them no favors. It's a tough sectional to begin with, and Milan arguably is going to have to beat the best three teams. They got Knightstown behind them. Hagerstown only entering at 4-6. And then North Decatur on the bottom half of that bracket, which I know all Indian fans are hoping for a rematch there. So Milan can avenge that loss. But, 7 o'clock Friday at Milan High School. Good luck to the Indians.
Absolutely. And we want to get to a couple of notes in soccer here before we get to our featured guest of the night. Obviously a big one. We had South Dearborn, their girls soccer program on the show 2 weeks in a row, and rightfully so, because they went all the way to the semi-state, the Final Four. They had to make the long trek down to Evansville, and they played Evansville Modern Day and ultimately fell short. It was a 2-0 loss. They hung in there, though. It's not like they got blown out or anything like that. So good showing, and those girls just have a ton to be proud about.
Absolutely. Great season, great postseason run, and it was great getting to know some of those girls here on the show.
Absolutely, and they all seem to have a bright future. We wish them the luck in their next sports as we get ready to turn the page to winter sports. And we also want to shout out Jackson Dells boys soccer team, because they played in the semi-state as well. They fell to Indianapolis Lutheran 1-0 over the weekend. And we had plenty of local cross-country stars that competed at semi-state. From what I saw, nobody advanced into the state finals, but you can see a full list of those that competed and where they finished over at EagleCountryOnline.com. We'll save time on that one so we can get to our featured guest tonight.
Sounds good. Go ahead and bring them in if that's a plan.
All right. It is the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers volleyball program. We hope to have them on last week to celebrate their sectional championship, and we're going to do that tonight. So we're going to say hello to Coach Stacy Kinnegan. We'll let the girls introduce themselves as well. So let's just go around the table. Girls, go ahead and introduce yourselves. Tell everybody what year you are and what position you play on the volleyball team at Lawrenceburg.
I'm Cora Taylor. I'm a setter, and I'm a sophomore.
Very good.
I'm Juliana Kemper. I'm a middle hitter, and I'm a senior.
Lizzie Reeder, outside hitter, freshman.
Do you want to mention she's the first female freshman to come on Crunch
first
Time?
First female freshman Crunch Time guest, Lizzie Reeder. Well, well deserved. Ladies, congratulations. Coach Kaniga, I should have confirmed with you off the air here. Max Prep says 25-7. Is that the final number? Another outstanding season, 25-7. Sectional champs. We were hoping to be celebrating a regional championship tonight. That wasn't meant to be. Coach Kaniga said you guys would be here, win, lose, or draw. In the regional, but let's talk about that sectional championship. Coach Kaniga, I'll start with you. Greensburg, Batesville, five sets, same day, Batesville's gym. If you don't know some of the backstory here, Greensburg was something and one, correct?
Yeah.
27-1, the only loss being to us, so we knew we could do it. But, Coach, you've won your share of sectionals. Have you ever had a single day like you had two Saturdays ago in Batesville?
I think bigger for us, it was the emotional part of it. Playing two five set matches, 10 total for the day, is a lot for anybody to do. And I was real nervous, even with the rest time in there, that we were going to be able to come back and perform that evening, because for us, Greensburg was such a big thing. Obviously, you mentioned they've only lost one. They have a very talented group of people. We were down 2-1 going into the fourth. So we had to come from behind, actually, in both sets. So super proud of all of our team for being able to do that.
Yeah, one of these games was against a team that went 27-1, and one of them was against another quality team on their home court for a championship. So this was not just your typical two games in one day. Juliana, as a senior, talk about just kind of the excitement, the emotions, the fun of that day two Saturdays ago.
It was a really competitive, like, two games that we played, especially the semifinals against Greensburg. We knew going into that was going to be one of the toughest people that we were going to play. So, I don't know, we just came together at first. Like, we weren't together in the first set at all, and then all of a sudden we just decided to play and take over the game. And then we went to Batesville, and we did the same exact thing, and we ended up winning the sectional championship. So that was great.
Yeah, so kind of getting back to, you know, five sets, two matches in a row. How do you get through that? Give the emotions into going through all that. That's got to be physically and mentally taxing, playing two games like that, especially when you have your season on the line and a sectional championship on the line.
It was definitely an emotional game. You had our highs and we had our lows at some point in the game. We just had to just like take over mentally, because we were definitely getting down on ourselves at one point. And I don't know, I talked to these two specifically, and I said, you need to play your game because you're good enough and you need to win a sectional championship. Like, it's a great feeling, because I knew my freshman year how I felt, and I wanted them to feel that same exact thing as I did.
And it had to be a great feeling to avenge an earlier season loss to Greensburg as well on a big stage like that. Nothing better than coming back from a loss in the regular season and then hitting them where it hurts the most, and that's in the sectional. You ended their season, so... Talk a little bit about how gratifying that experience was.
Or grab that mic. Sophomore forte.
Yeah, it was. I mean, losing in the middle of the season to Greensburg was a tough loss, but we came through and came together as a team and played with each other and for each other and came out with a win during sectional.
Yeah, all right. Can we hear from
Lizzie Reeder,
Frosh as well?
Freshman. Juliana talked about the experience, Lizzie, of 3 years ago winning the sectional, and she felt that. Talk a little bit about being a freshman, having the opportunity to play at higher levels with some of these talented and experienced girls, and how much that helped you personally in the sectional.
Starting off the year, I played six rotations JV, and then we had a few injuries happen, and that's when, like, my opportunity, the door opened. And I was really excited to prove that I could play, and winning the sectional, like, just topped it all off. And knowing, like, that I have three more years to do it is even better.
Yeah, good for you. And like I said, going through it with Juliana and Emma Sanford, you know, your seniors, can only help you, because, you know, it may not seem like it to a freshman, but Coach Kaniga and Travis and I will tell you it'll go fast and it'll be your turn soon. So talk a little bit about some of the lessons, and Corey, you two, that you've taken from those upper-class girls, not just in the sectional, but another outstanding season, 25 wins, as you climb to an older grade.
Well, I think it's kind of, like, crazy to think the season's already over. Like, I only have three more years left, and, like, Juliana said she won the sectional freshman year, and, like, go 2 years without winning it is kind of hard, and coming back to senior year, you really want it. So I just want to try My heart is to win the next three opportunities I have and win the conference too.
All right, Corey, do you want to add on anything to that? All right.
It's a radio show. You're supposed to. Coach Koenig, I'll send it to you. You've built an excellent program here at Lawrenceburg for you know, many years, many championships. And no two teams I know from coaching are the same. They all carve out their unique identity. What will you remember this team by? You know, they're the uniqueness of this group versus some of the other successful teams you've had.
So I'm sure all of you have, like, time hop or something in your life where the memories keep showing up. So it's sectional week, so you keep seeing all the other years. Coach Martin is now helping us. We lost multiple times on Batesville floor in five sets. While she was playing. And so every time she would talk about it, she was like, I know what it's like to lose the sectional finals at Batesville. And so kind of looking at this team, what I think defines them is their ability. They're really calm, which is odd. Like, we're going into the fourth set and they are calm. If we lose the set, we're done. The season's over. And they're just playing like it's any other game. Like, yep, we're going to come back. We're going to make it. We're going to do it. I think the two biggest things is in the fifth set in the semifinals against Greensburg, we had one unforced error. So we earned all of our points, and we didn't give Greensburg any points. In the finals in the fifth set, we only had two unforced errors. And I just think that speaks a lot to the players and their ability to stay calm in pressure situations and be able to perform. I think for me, because in practice, I would even talk to them, there's times that they weren't maybe intense enough or took it serious enough or did whatever, like, at the level I wanted it, but they were just steady. They're just calm. Nothing got them fired up or razzled, and they just performed. And I think in the sectional, that paid off. That's their personality. Probably not my personality, but that is their personality, and we won, so I'll take it.
So where does that personality come from? Is that just from your preparation? Is it from talking to one another? How do you stay calm in moments like that?
I think it's mostly just because talking to one another, saying that, hey, like, we need to win this for each other, not just win it for yourself. Like, it's basically working together as, like, a family, kind of. So I think we all kept each other calm, so then we weren't frazzled and just, like, sprayed balls everywhere. So then we were all calm and collected and kept the ball in our court.
And Juliana, I've watched you play your share of basketball, so as Coach Koenig was talking about that calm demeanor, I was thinking of you on that court and kind of have the same thing to you. Here's a question for you, ladies. One of the things I've always loved about volleyball is that it is such a momentum sport. I've never really understood it because it's a sport where you do get a break between points, you know, as opposed to like a basketball or soccer, but it's still just a momentum sport, and I've always loved that, especially when I'm at games in person. Tell me and the listeners, without giving any trade secrets, like, what type of things are said in those, like, quick huddles on the court, not with the coaches, when that other team is on a little run, or maybe we're on a little run. Take me in one of those huddles, if you can. Lizzie's ready. Just those little exchanges that maybe help keep you calm.
Well, for example, like, say I shank a ball, Cora and Jay will come up to me and be like, you got the next ball. And if I shank it again, same thing said again. Like, you just have to have the mindset that you're
going to get it. Once you shank it again, Coach Koenig
might take me out.
Might take you out, but I take your point. Yeah. That wasn't my question.
Yeah, you just have to know, like, that everyone has your back, and if you're, like, going to have one bad pass, that someone will have your back and tell you got the next ball.
Do you want anything to add to that? I just love the dynamics of the sport, and I feel like a lot gets done in those little exchanges.
Lizzie pretty much covered it all. Like, literally, like, what she said, like, it literally happened in the finals in Batesville, the sectional championship. She shanked the ball, and I came up to her, and I looked her straight in the eyes, and I told her, I said, you're a good passer. You got this next ball. And the same with her. When she missed hit a ball, I went up to her, I said, you're a good hitter. Like, do what you can do. She can play. They both can play.
I always hear people talk about different sports and saying, this is the ultimate team sport, or that's the ultimate team sport. Volleyball, to me, seems like it should be in that conversation, because you're all working together as one to score a point. So tell us a little bit about the dynamic working together. I'm sure communication is key. You have to know where your other teammates are at. Give some insight into that for the folks that maybe aren't big volleyball fans.
Let me start. Okay.
Sure.
These girls communicate and these girls talk, because there's oftentimes when I'm sitting in our basketball coach's office getting some work done, while they're practicing, and I can hear them talking. It's not my place to come out in the gym and say, girls, quiet down. I'm trying to get a little film or paperwork done. So I can attest to their communication. But go ahead, girls.
I mean, it is difficult, like, towards the beginning of the year when you guys don't really connect. But towards, like, a few practices, once you get the communication and the mental state and you all get together and work together as six, and that ends up coming into one, which is one team, and then we end up getting stuff done.
Anything to add on, Coach?
I would say a lot of it is, like, in volleyball, you talk about fettering the ball, right? It starts with the serve, or it starts, you're receiving the pass. The pass may not be great, but the setter can better the ball. The hitter can put it in play. There's times that maybe you don't get a great pass or a great set, but we talk about live another day. We just got to get it over the net and then allow our defense to do the work. So it really is, as you're talking about, team sport, your play and what you send to the other team evolves about what the player in front of you does as you get through contact on the side.
JB?
Yeah, Coach, you can take this one or send it to the girls or both. We're here with representation of Lawrenceburg Lady Tiger Volleyball Sectional Champions, 25-7, another outstanding season. Came up short in the regional this weekend against a very, very good Silver Creek team. We're joined by sophomore Cora Taylor, senior, Juliana Kemper, freshman Lizzie Reeder. There's six on the court. There's way more than that on the roster. Coach, whether it's you or whether it's one of you three, talk about some of the other girls that made this season and this championship happen.
Absolutely. We have four seniors who were obviously fantastic all year. Bridget Blondell, Katie Wiley, and Emma Stanford. But they all did a lot of different things as far as their skill set. Wiley was a great blocker for us. Emma played good defense for us. In our junior class, is our other setter. We run a 6-2, so this is probably a little bit over some people thinking on volleyball.
Then go ahead.
But that's okay.
If they can pause the show and Google volleyball. Right, it's on a podcast,
yeah.
but please do.
But we do have two setters. So four sets for three rotations and hits for three rotations. The other setter is Bay Inkle, who does a great job of dishing out the ball. And then we have other hitters in Allie Casebolt, Emma Cornett, Kaylin Gailey. Help me out. If I'm forgetting a junior, we have Sam Hire, who plays good defense, great Davian, stepped up big at the end of the season for us, and then Cora in the sophomore class. So kind of as we're going through, and of course, Lizzie, as she kind of described how she kind of broke her way into that lineup and did a lot of good things for us. I think for her, she didn't even know she should be nervous. You know, as a freshman, you didn't even know you're just going out. Coach said, go out, serve zone one, and okay, I put the ball in zone one. You don't even know maybe I should be nervous right now.
Good for Lizzie. And, Coach, here's what I heard there. Four outstanding seniors, but we're here to celebrate this championship, not look ahead to next year. Four outstanding seniors. It's not like you said nine. You've got a lot of really good girls coming back for another good season next year. No?
Yeah, we're absolutely looking forward to a great season. We know that the teams coming back are going to be talented in the area, and we have some kids that are going to step up. We're going to lose a lot of offense, blocking, and serving over here with Juliana. She led us. Maybe, and I don't know the stats in front of me, but aces, I like to wait a week or two, and then I go back and look at all this.
I understand.
But let us in aces, blocks, and obviously first or second in kills. So we got a lot to replace just in one human being, let alone four that we got to replace.
Well, let's continue to focus on this season, and obviously sectional champions, that's going to be something that sticks with you forever. But what are some of the things that you're going to most remember about this season? Maybe outside of the sectional championship.
And here's the insight I like to get from all of our guests. What are the things you're going to remember, not just the wins? Don't be afraid to share who that team jokester, keep it loose gal is in the locker room, on the bus, without throwing one of your friends under the bus. But seriously, other than the wins, what will be your lasting memories from a great season?
Well, coming in my freshman year, I was really excited to get invited to team camp. And I remember one of my favorite moments was when we got there and my other freshman, Ivy Hinkle, and I were roommates, and we could not get into our room, and neither could
That's
coach.
Exactly what we wanted, Liz, yes.
We were kind of just running around, like, the dorms at IU, trying to, like, get our rooms unlocked and stuff. I just think that was really fun.
There you go.
Exactly what
good.
We wanted.
That's good. Do we have anything to add on to that? Come on.
I'm just going to remember, like, all the theme practices that we had leading up to sectionals.
I saw some of those on Twitter. Talk about those for a second.
We had Gink Out. We had Twin Day, and Lizzie decided to get a blonde wig to match Ivy Hinkle. And then...
That kind of stuff builds team camaraderie, though. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'll definitely remember those, and then just all the jokes that we had on the court, off the court. in class.
All right, that's some good answers there. Juliana, anything?
I'm just going to miss literally everything. I loved playing all 4 years of volleyball, and that's something I'm going to miss. All the jokes, all the laughs, just being so close with the team. I'm definitely going to miss all of that.
All right, fantastic.
Well, speaking of that, I think we were going to ask you girls some rapid-fire questions, I guess, like maybe slightly more personal but not too personal. Juliana, you talked about playing 4 years. Girls, talk about what other sports you play and or follow. Two-part question. Juliana, go ahead. Are you playing a sport this winter, Juliana? Let me think. Go ahead. The other sports you play for Lawrenceburg, but then other sports you like to follow. If you love watching football, share that. If you don't play soccer, obviously, but if you love watching soccer, share that.
I play basketball, and I also run track. And then other sports follow are, like, college basketball. I don't really like NBA, so I just like college basketball strictly.
Very well. Missing out. The NBA is the best.
I like basketball all of us.
All right.
Lizzie here. I also play basketball, and this will be my first year at the high school, but I really like to follow women's soccer, like professional. It's my favorite sport outside of volleyball and basketball.
Cool.
Well, I play volleyball for the high school, and then I also play beach volleyball, and then I have club volleyball in Kentucky, and then I like to follow college football and then college volleyball club.
And I'm guessing Coach Kanega follows pretty closely with the high school football team.
Yeah, you might be connected to high school football just a hair.
I've been to one or two games before, I do like the high school football team. I watch basketball, though, too.
You absolutely do, and I appreciate that. If listeners aren't aware, head volleyball coach Stacey Kanega here claims Lawrenceburg football coach Ryan Kanega as her husband. So it's a pleasure to work with both of them. Go ahead, Travis.
We pretty much ask every team that comes on this question, any pregame rituals or superstitions before a volleyball match? Or is there like a meal that you eat? Like I always ate the same meal before high school basketball games. Anything like that?
Usually my go-to is McDonald's, probably. I mean, you got to get that sweet tea in before a game.
All right.
Enjoy that while you can.
I don't know if anybody heard me last year with basketball, but I didn't shave my legs until we lost. I changed it up this year. I shave my legs before every game now. So, yeah.
Senior year ritual there.
This isn't really like a thing I do before every game. I just do this all the time. I like to dance, like when the music's playing for warm up.
You got your answer on who's kind of keeping it cool there in the locker room, making everybody laugh.
You guys never answered who keeps it loose. Is it freshman Lizzie Reeder? Is she a candidate for the keep it loose? Every team has one. There's no shame in it. Coach Kanega, it's like you guys don't want to.
Class clown of the volleyball team.
But Lizzie never stops talking. That's why she's here today. We knew if nobody else was going to talk, she could carry the show by herself.
Very well. Ladies, and Coach Kanega, you can feel free to answer this one as well. Favorite athlete, any sport, any level. Travis, while they're thinking, who's your favorite? Peyton Manning for me, by the way.
LeBron Manning. James probably for me. I'm a big LeBron fan. So.
Ladies, Coach Kanega's ready.
Michael Jordan. I mean, I grew up then. Come on. There's only one right answer.
Well, she's retired now, but I really like the U.S. Women's National Team goalkeeper, Hope Solo.
Yeah, very well.
Okay. Good one.
Well, Coach Kanega took mine. So we're going to go with Skylar Diggs.
Okay. Skylar Diggins of Notre Dame lore.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
Cora?
I'm going to go with Lauren Carlini.
Did that one go over our head?
That one went over my head. Cora, go ahead. I apologize. I'm supposed to be the sports
Cora,
expert here at Eagle.
Please explain, because they should know who this is. If we're going to be here on volleyball, we need to explain.
She
was a setter, and then she went to the Olympics and set for a little bit, and that's just one of my idols that we always use over at the volleyball club.
Good for you. Fantastic. And I apologize that my preparation failed me there.
Sure. It is a Halloween week, and while I don't know if anybody still goes trick-or-treating, but we can still ask what your favorite candy is. Or just name out a couple.
I mean, I'll probably eat any candy just because candy is, like, the best thing ever.
Like chocolate or, like, sour or, like, what do you...
Mostly sour or
there
chocolate,
you go.
But
I'll go. Whoppers.
Mine's Rolos. Big Rolo fan.
Oh, Reese's, but like in the form of the pumpkin.
Oh, there you go. You're going to get the best of with it.
Juliana, are you a junk food junkie?
Absolutely not. I don't like candy.
You.
at all.
No candy?
I mean, if I would get candy, it'd probably be like Sour Patch Kids or Reese's, but I don't prefer candy at all.
All right, that, fair enough. Coach?
So I don't really want to ask this. I think this you're supposed to ask us questions, but
no, go ahead.
I'm on this show, and Blackwell has not talked about Notre Dame. I know he's a big graduate. I may have got some inside information on who his son picked on Friday when he was leaving the primary school.
Well, this show, Coach, we just wanted to maximize the time highlighting the Lawrenceburg volleyball program. I mean, our thought processes were college football is going to go on all through November, so there was no sense in wasting time on that.
Plus, I'll add on to that, I'm a big Ohio State fan, so we don't talk about that other team that Notre Dame played.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm doing JB a favor here today as
now,
well.
Now, on a serious note, Travis, we'll save it for next week. Notre Dame maybe they're just not that good this year because maybe Georgia's just not that good, and Notre Dame was celebrated for competitive loss to Georgia, and Georgia's offense has looked less than stellar since then. So, Coach, maybe they were just not that good all year. We don't know. I hope I'm wrong about that. But they're out of the playoffs. That's what matters.
Sure.
And my question to you, Travis, can Alabama overcome a loss to LSU and make the playoffs, or is their schedule 2 weeks? Save that for next
probably.
Week.
Probably. I'll just say it. But
I was hoping to dodge that bullet when Cora said she follows college football. I'm like, not this week. But Coach Kniggle would not let me off the hook.
Do we have any final questions for the ladies here as we're getting ready to wrap up?
Well, I mean, Coach Kniggle turned it back around on us. Do you ladies have any questions for us? I mean, like, I don't want to put Cora and Juliana on the spot with this question, but I will put Lizzie. Lizzie, favorite teacher at Lawrenceburg High School. Go.
It would have to be Mr. Blackwell. I don't
know
how anyone could top him.
Thank you, Lizzie. You earned your A first 9 weeks, okay? You earned your A first 9 weeks, so you don't have to come in here sucking up. I expect you to earn your A second 9 weeks.
That was a great answer, but it would have been hilarious if you would have said somebody else.
Ladies, it's been a lot of fun. Congratulations on an excellent season. Sectional champs in, you know, I can't imagine a more dramatic fashion like we talked about when we first brought you on, beating a 27-1 team and then turning around and beating another quality team on their home court, both 5 sets. And congratulations.
And I'll end with this. We'll probably catch up with Juliana during basketball season, and then Cora and Lizzie are going to be welcome back for the next couple of years here on Crunch Time. And Coach Kniggle, thanks so much for
final
coming out.
From you.
Final
thanks
thoughts
for,
on your season,
your girls.
All that good stuff.
Thank you for having us. Good honor for you.
All right. Well, with that, we are going to wrap up here. That was the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers volleyball program. Sectional champions this year, 25-7, an exceptional year. And you can catch this podcast on EagleCountryOnline.com tomorrow morning. And we'll continue with Crunch Time from Buffalo Wings and Rings on Flossie Drive in Greendale, 6:30 to 7 every Monday night on Eagle Country 99.3. So long and good night.
Thank you for listening to Crunch Time with JB and Double T. Join us live each Monday from 6:30 until 7 o'clock at Buffalo Wings and Rings in Greendale, or listen live on Eagle Country 99.3 and EagleCountryOnline.com.